be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus said to his disciples, "To you who hear, I say, love your enemies, do good to those who hate you, bless those who curse you, pray for those who mistreat you. To the person who strikes you on one cheek, offer the other one as well. And from the person who takes your cloak, do not withhold even your tunic. Give to everyone who asks of you, and from the one who takes what is yours, do not demand it. Do to others as you would have them do to you. For if you love those who love you, what credit is that to you? Even sinners love those who love them. And if you do good to those who do good to you, what credit is that to you? Even sinners do the same. If you lend money to those from whom you expect repayment, what credit is that to you? Even sinners lend to sinners and get back the same amount. But rather love your enemies and do good to them and lend expecting nothing back. Then your reward will be great, and you will be children of the Most High. For he himself is kind to the ungrateful and the wicked. Be merciful, just as your Father is merciful. Stop judging, and you will not be judged. Stop condemning, and you will not be condemned. Forgive, and you will be forgiven. Give, and gifts will be given to you. A good measure, packed together, shaken down, and overflowing, will be poured into your lap. For the measure with which you measure will in return be measured out to you." The Gospel of the Lord. There was a wonderful story of a young Jewish man in 19th century Poland who was the son of a famous rabbi. The father was born poor, but because of his great talent and holiness, had become a most important teacher. He was able to send his son to the best schools, and the young man returned to his town with impressive academic credentials and substantial learning. Yet, he was not a success. Although his sermons were extremely well constructed and learned, he could not move people the way his father could. One day, in great frustration, he walked up to a mountain and called out to God. He demanded to know what he was not doing. God called back to him, "Go to the edge of the cliff." He did so. Then God called out, "Jump." Storyteller does not say what the young man did, but I know what I would do. I would look up to heaven and I would call back to God, "No." This should come as no surprise. Today's gospel shows us ways of jumping and how many of us will bless those who curse us and offer the other cheek to those who strike us. Almost none of us would do these things, and more to the point, how many of us would even think it was worth doing? What, after all, is wrong about seeking security? Shouldn't we be responsible adults, work hard, obtain financial independence, and the things which, quite frankly, make life more pleasant? Give to everyone who asks of you. And from the one who takes what is yours, do not demand it back. This is clearly irresponsible. If you lend money to those from whom you expect repayment, what credit is that to you? Even sinners lend to sinners and get back the same amount. That would certainly cause chaos And merely getting back what one lent out would prevent economic growth. And we need stuff to live a civilized life. Yet how much of life is spent getting, keeping, and protecting our stuff? It can take on a life of its own. Luke tells us the story of a man who reorganized his finances, plowed new fields, built new barns, and prepared to eat, drink, and be merry. I would look at that and call that a most intelligent and responsible person. Luke calls him a fool. But that very night he dies, and he has spent so much of his time and effort possessing things that he neglected his responsibility to others. He did not store up treasure in heaven. Did he own his stuff, or did his stuff own him? As Psalm 45 says, "For all their riches, if mortals do not have wisdom, they perish like beasts." But shouldn't there be justice? How can it be fair? Not only are we to offer the other cheek to someone who has struck us, but from the person who takes your cloak, do not withhold even your tunic. What benefit comes from doing good to those who wish us harm? This is lawlessness. The justice found in wisdom definitely is a way to find God, but can justice become a substitute God? Luke tells us the story of the Good Samaritan. The Jews and the Samaritans hated each other, but it was a Samaritan who, seeing a Jewish man left for dead by the side of the road, took pity on him and cared for him. He did good to someone who almost undoubtedly would not have done good to him. He went beyond spiritual bean counting. Sometimes I think we have a view of God sitting in heaven with a notepad, taking down our every fault. God does not do that. But often we do that, and we need to be freed of it in order to be prepared for a life with God. As the poet says, "What will survive of us is love." And you kind of have to wonder, how much then survives of some people? But how can we love them? Luke is not speaking about feelings, but here about actions. Love is what we do, not what we feel about it. But to you who hear, I say, love your enemies. Do good to those who hate you. Bless those who curse you. Pray for those who mistreat you. I do not have to like my enemies, nor play some game that they are not truly enemies. I must wish them good, not evil. That is love. The danger is that it is very easy to create ourselves by deciding who we are not, and that's usually who we really hate. As so often in Luke, the model is Mary, the mother of God. She says of herself, "I am the maidservant of the Lord," and knows what this means. "Let it be done unto me according to your word." And God's final word and first word and really only word is love. Now, we may see a strategy forming here. Treat this section as a story that will expand our horizons, broaden our imaginations, warm the cockles of our heart, but have very little effect on our lives. The final section of today's reading, however, should change our minds about that. "Give and gifts will be given to you. A good measure, packed together, shaken down, and overflowing, will be poured into your lap. For the measure with which you measure will in turn be measured out to you." There's kind of a proportion there. We are meant to take this very seriously indeed. We will not give of ourselves totally. We will not jump off the cliff. But we are expected to try to free ourselves from a view of life that only asks What's in it for me? Few of us will ever be complete pacifists, and we want neither a future of a boot stomping on a human face forever, nor one where wars begin as readily as toadstools in the night. The church has set up rules for conducting war. There is no good war, but it can be just. We can moderate our tendencies for rapaciousness and greed. Few of us will be like St. Francis and give all that we have to the poor. But we can still build up treasure in heaven by how well we use our time, treasure, and talent. Today's reading not only asks us to broaden our imaginations, but to interrogate our lives. Is anyone better off because I have what I have and can do what I can do? We all wish to be forgiven by God, but we need to remember the words of the Lord's Prayer. Forgive us as we forgive those who trespass against us. Ask yourself, have you ever been hated? Know that somebody hated you. What did you do about it? I've been hated by two people. I won't mention who or where. First time, I responded, I might even say rationally, didn't go off the end, but I did not return it with love, to put it mildly. Hate won. Hate can only be fought by forgiveness. I was older the second time, and I have no idea why this person really hates me. And so what I do is, the one person that I pray for every single night without fail is this person. Haven't reached the point of forgiveness, because I kind of like to know why, but as the scripture says, pray for them. And if I can ever do this person a good turn, I will do my best to do it. Stop judging and you will not be judged. Stop condemning and you will not be condemned. Forgive and you will be forgiven, as difficult as that may be. What will be measured out to us? It will be measured not by what we have taken in, but by what we have given away. The more we give to others, the more we will receive. Few of us will jump off the cliff like our Blessed Lady or St. Francis, but we could all learn to hop.